2025. I have 9 a.m. Call to order the Taney County Commission meeting. Are there any commission remarks? Hearing none, we'll move to our first order of business. We have approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 479509 through 479568, warrants 8551, no journal entries or transfers.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on our agenda, we have approval of previous meeting minutes. We have multiple minutes here this morning. We have regular session minutes for January 22nd, 2025, January 23rd, 2025, January 27th, 2025, and then January 28th, 2025, along with executive session minutes for January 21st, 2025, January 22nd, 2025, January 23rd, 2025, and January 27th, 2025. There were multiple meetings as we were finalizing budgets, so.
Do you guys have any questions?
I don't, and I didn't see any issues with the minutes that I reviewed.
Move to approve regular session minutes for January 22nd. Did I say regular session?
You did.
Regular session minutes for January 22nd, January 23rd, January 27th, and January 28th, as well as executive session minutes for January 21st, January 22nd, January 23rd, and January 27th, 2025.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next order of business we have is the approval of agreement between Taney County, Missouri and Powersite Community Center, file number 011, Roden Bridge. With us this morning, we have Assistant Roden Bridge Administrator, Mr. Jack Cole.
Good morning, Commissioner.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good.
Would this be for a replacement of equipment there, Jack, or is there already equipment there?
Just it would be adding a swing set.
Adding, okay. So there's already some existing equipment, but adding
a swing set.
Okay. And we do have a letter here accompanying it by our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated January 27th, 2025, approving the agreement as the form. This is something that was recommended by our Parks Board, is that correct?
That's correct. We started working on it about last May.
Okay.
Move to approve the agreement between Powersite Community Center and Taney County, file number 25-011RB.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have the approval of the Intergovernmental Cooperative Agreement between Taney County, Missouri and the Village of Taneyville. File number 25-010, Roden Bridge.
What is the... this came about because of the last ice storm or last snow.
Yeah, they were...
They were needing salt.
They were needing salt. So they're going to help plow four roads that are actually under our maintenance that's right inside the Taneyville city limits in exchange for salt.
Who's going to take care of the roads?
They're going to plow a few of those roads that I think there's four of them total that are actually under our maintenance, but right around and inside the city limits of Taneyville.
Is this the Charles Street, Beale Road, Emerald Street?
Yeah.
Come, make sure I'm not... The county shall provide snow removal services on the following roads, but you're saying the village is supposed to supply that?
That was what I understood the agreement was they were going to plow those roads and we were going to supply salt.
Okay, I don't think that's how the agreement reads.
Yeah, because the whereas needs to be switched.
Yep.
Yeah.
We'll read on the now, therefore, read number two, snow removal. It says the county shall provide snow removal services.
Yeah, so that one needs correction.
It says village. Let's just send this back to Travis.
Yeah.
And make sure that...
Yep, I agree. Let's... take no action or table recommendation.
What who took this to council? Do you know? Was it something that legal did here, or is it something that you guys took straight up?
Devin had actually talked to, I think Nikki probably said.
Okay.
Okay. Good catch. So at this time, we'll take no action on file number 25-010, Road and Bridge, until further update of the agreement.
Because in his letter, it states what it's supposed to...
Correct. It has the correct wording.
Yeah, so we need to figure out verbiage on that.
Okay. We'll move to our next file, which will be approval of agreement for the flatbed truck, file number 25-014, Road and Bridge. This is for the signed truck that we'd went out for bid for.
Any questions?
I have none.
No.
Move to approve the agreement for flatbed truck, one or more. Buying between Taney County and CFLR Auto LLC, doing business as Corwin Ford Lincoln Republic.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Jack. All right. Next, we'll move to our approval of SB 190 applications.
Good morning.
Good morning. I apologize if some of your notes were cut off.
Yes,
so
thank you.
There you go. They are numbered for you.
Is this different than?
It's just you, that the note was cut off.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you couldn't see the note at the bottom.
And if you need it, here's further explanation on the last one. Miss Monday had a meeting this morning and she can't be here, so.
Okay.
So now here's a question. It's already been approved.
No, this is her. Oh, that last one? Yes, it is.
Okay, so I don't know this morning as to where the recommendation for that. I don't know that we lump it in with the group that we're doing this morning.
Well,
this is new and work through it.
there's no residents on that, so we can't, shouldn't have been able to do it anyways, right? Could do the ones in front of us.
Yeah, so it'll be number 201 through 400.
You guys want to label this Exhibit A?
We can do that.
Move to approve Exhibit A dated
February 3rd.
February 3rd, 2025, excluding number 395, 396, 397, 398, 399, and number 400.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
So do we have to rescind our approval? We can finally figure out how to do that.
I agree.
But right now, it doesn't change anything anyways because there's no residents on it.
Correct.
Okay.
So
let's do some research on how to do that properly. Okay. Is that fine with you guys?
Yeah, that was going to be my recommendation, that we find a proper procedure for that. Next order of business we have is court orders, abatements, and add-on report.
Good morning.
Good morning. From Taney County Clerk's Office, we have Ms. Jennifer Hutchison this morning. How are you, ma'am?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So we'll start off with our first one this morning. We have personal property paid abatement, abatement number 300936. Appears there was just a slight value change for an erroneous assessment.
So is there, we use the VIN numbers, and it goes through a national database, correct? Well, I'm asking the question.
That would be an assessor question.
How do we get the assessed valuations for personal property?
We have codes, and the code should be assigned to each type of vehicle, and in the case there's one in there